When did the situation today first come on your radar screen?
So last year in the fall, we teamed up with Creative Loafing to, strangely enough, do a look at nonprofits and how they function in Atlanta. And Thomas Wheatley, who's the news editor there, said, you know, I've heard of this Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition and some of the things that they're doing, they're losing funding for. And so this needle exchange they operate, which is technically illegal, they may have to stop. So that's how the story began. And, you know, Creative Loafing did a great cover story on this. And I was able to fashion about a 4-minute feature out of it. But when you spend a day out there and you get the type of tape, the interaction, and the story that I still had that was not reported, you know, that wasn't enough for us. So we decided to put it in a documentary form, 30 minutes.
How did you decide what path to take toward telling this story?
That was the tough part. The bigger issue is harm reduction versus enabling. So are we enabling drug users to do what they do by giving them clean needles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the harm reduction approach is no, we are making sure that whatever they're going to do anyway, they do it as safely as possible because that could save a life. So that's the central tension. The first half is looking at people who use heroin. And I'll start with Darlene. When Darlene walked into the room, the first thing I thought was, this could be my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your first thought?
First thought. She did not appear how I would picture a heroin addict. She was my mother's age. She kind of dressed like my mother. She was gregarious.
So what was that image of what a heroin addict was supposed to look like?
I guess I've only seen it in the movies. You know, people shoot up. And they basically lose their ability to function. They're out cold, right? It's kind of this trip. And here Darlene is absolutely aware of what's going on, and we're interacting just as if she wasn't on a drug. But we start talking, and I'm nervous. I mean, I'm about to ask her about her illegal lifestyle, like things that she does every day that are felonies. So all of that kind of disappears when I ask if it's okay to use her first and last name. And this is her response.
All right. I'm fine with it. Everything's legal, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to come run in here and arrest me for it.
So really just a matter-of-fact answer.
Yeah. And that struck me as odd as well, because technically what was happening before me was a violation of Georgia law. It is illegal for someone besides a pharmacist to distribute a syringe. So Darlene brings in this sack full of used syringes she's used to shoot up with, and she exchanges them for clean ones. And that is a violation of Georgia's paraphernalia law. What's strange to me is not to her, and she's able to clarify, like, why she needs clean needles just very succinctly.
After a while, you need to replace them, and you also have to be careful you don't borrow them because you can get AIDS.
Very level-headed, a lot of common sense, especially given the fact that we are talking about someone with an addiction,
right.
a major addiction.
A life-threatening addiction, sure.
At the end of that day, what really stuck with you about your conversation with her?
Darlene is a picture of the heroin addict we can tolerate, which only makes sense when we hear from one that is a little more abrasive.